That moment when you tell somebody what you need prayers about and they promise that they will pray for you, but then again you are not sure if they really will pray for you. Come now, let us pray with you here at AWR SID Media. It's how we live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism. It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is Pastor Michael Maforo, who is going to be answering our question for today. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, leadership. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, Pastor. I fear for you because we have yet another question for today. And our question for today is, why do people pray to God after a tragedy like 9/11 or the Hurricane Katrina, when they are praying to the very same party that caused or allowed it to happen? Why?
Okay. Is that the whole question?
That's the whole question. That's the whole question of this. You're the pastor. I'm just going to listen to you answer it.
Hey, because I was driving. Let me just park on the side. There I go. Okay. Now, the question presupposes that it is God who has allowed, it presupposes and concludes.
That's right, that it that's is right.
Who has permitted. Now, I still need to deal with the question. It presupposes, let me underline the word presupposes.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, it is not God who has allowed, neither is it God who has permitted it to happen. See, every tragedy that happens in this world has never been a result of God. It has never been God who has given the permission for that to happen. If we're to be quick to say it is God who has permitted it, then we need to underline a few, we need to cross a few T's and dot a few I's, mm-hmm. because that is a very big presupposition.
Excellent.
Let me say.
Yes.
Now, the reason why the world is in trouble, or why we are struggling, or why we are suffering, or why we have these calamities that are happening on planet Earth, it is hugely and largely not because of God, mm-hmm. but it is because of the world that we live in, which has succumbed to sin. What we see today are the effects of sin. Sin which has ravaged our earth ever since Adam and Eve sinned. And therefore, we are suffering now not because God allows or God has permitted. We're suffering because men decided to sin. So, in coming up with the hope or with the plan of saving man, God has created a safe a refuge or a sanctuary where people can come to him when they are in trouble. He says, call unto me when you are in trouble, and I will answer you. So whenever there are calamities such as the 9/11, there is no better place or no better space to go to except to God, who brings or who provides all the comfort. Now, if we approach it with the perspective, Yahweh, it is God who has allowed it, it will not make any sense for people to go back to the same God who allowed that. So if you were to say, let me use an example. If you were to say, if you every time you go through a problem, then you are going to blame your mother who gave birth to you on this earth where there are these problems, and then you will have a problem because you didn't ask your mother to give birth to you. You're simply saying, Mom, you allowed me to be on this earth, and therefore every problem that I have, whenever I run to you, I'm running to you, but you're the same person who allowed me to be born on this earth.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
not my decision to be born on this earth. You see that? That okay. becomes a problem. But if we understand that, yes, Mom allowed me, or rather Mom gave birth to me, but at the same time, I live in a world that is ravaged by sin, and the source of all problems is none other than the devil himself. It makes a better sense to go back to someone who will understand you better with all the love, the comfort, and everything that you may need at that particular time of discomfort or of hurt.
Okay. So that presupposition is incorrect, and I suppose it is predicated on the fact that there was a conversation between God and Job, and Job, God and the devil about Job, rather, and God allowed it. He gave the devil permission to ravage the life of Job. That was God giving permission. I suppose this question is asking then, why would Job go back to the same God who allowed him to be ravaged by the devil to begin with?
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's underline a few, let's cross a few T's. Okay. First of all, that person is not Job. You and I are not Job. That person who can, the only person who can answer that question perfectly is Job himself. Because Job is the one who went back to God after God had allowed the devil to do that. That's number one. And we cannot use the incidents of Job to pre-conclude every person's situation, that the devil goes to God and asks to hurt us and God permits. And then the devil comes back and hurts us. You understand? That becomes a problem right there already. Remember what we talked about yesterday, the issue or the principle of relationship. God is more interested with a relationship with us. Whenever we fall into trials, tribulations, or problems, God has already provided a safe haven for us to go to Him so that we can find comfort and strength. It has never been the intention of God to hurt us. When He created the Garden of Eden, He never placed hurt, He never placed thorns, neither did He place anything that was to harm man. But it is when man decided to follow the enemy, that sin came in, that we suffer the consequences that we suffer. In the event of Job, or in the story of Job, Job, who was allowed, or who went through the calamities or the tragedy of life, which God had permitted, it was mainly because God had a way in which he wanted to demonstrate His love over not only Job, but to reveal that the enemy may try everything, but he doesn't have the ultimate power. It is God who has. And if you constantly hold on to God, then He will definitely deliver you out of it. Remember, He says, don't touch his soul. Leave him. But you can touch his flesh, you can do whatever you may, but do not touch his life. His life belongs to me. And you will see that He will never abandon me. He will remain faithful. And the point that God wanted to prove was proven, not the case of everybody else. We are suffering simply because the devil is on this earth, and he is the one who has caused all the calamities of this earth, and he's responsible. And one day, God is going to bring an end to that devil by destroying him in the lake of fire.
Pastor Michael Mafora, thank you very much for your time. I don't envy you. You are the pastor. I'm just the journalist. Thank you for your answer. Appreciate your time, please.
It's not just music. It's your way of life. How you live. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.